to engage people in a discussion about what happened in the past, how we view the past today, and how to collectively construct alternative futures other than the violent past that we had.
Here with me is Loizos Lokaidis, Educational Programs Officer at the Association for Historical Dialogue and Research. I asked him, what is the aim of the organization?
The aim of our organization is to bring together educators and students across the divide in Cyprus around issues of history, learning and teaching, and in a way to promote a critical and multi-perspectival viewing of history beyond the nationalistic, monolithic and one-sided perspectives that have existed on this island for many years now.
But how is their conception of history different?
So what we do, it's not, we don't agree with a chronological viewing of history. We rather touch upon different thematic areas of history that have to do with issues such as society, culture. So we study social, cultural history and not only military and political history, which has been the norm for both educational systems across the divide, because we have two educational systems. So our goal is not to substitute them, but actually to offer alternatives through a different viewing of history.
As Loizos Lokaidis said at the beginning, in their workshops, they want to engage people in a discussion about what happened in the past, how they view the past today, and how to collectively construct alternative futures other than the violent past that they had. So I asked, what methods do they use in their workshops?
So during the workshop, however, where the methodology we are using also depends a bit. If it's oral history, we're doing things similar to your work, let's say. So we're using interviews, we're talking about interview ethics, and so on. If we are doing a workshop on multi-perspectivity, dialogue and critical thinking, we divide participants into groups, we have them interact with each other, and we're always trying to make people engage with people from other communities in Cyprus. So all our workshops, publications, research are consist of different individuals from different communities, and not only Greek Cypriots, Turkish Cypriots, but people like from all communities residing on the island.
One of the latest projects was dealing with gender throughout the Cypriotic history. Loizos Lokaidis explains how gender is introduced and discussed in a broader perspective of history.
If the existing paradigm is that in school classrooms, students learn about political and military history. And this is not the case in Cyprus, it's the case all around the world. So if you teach political and military history, who is dominant there? Men. For a reason. So you need to discuss that. You need to say, because some people say, well, if women did not participate in those events, what am I going to write? I'm going to write about these events that took place. No, first you examine why women were not part of this history, why they were marginalized, isolated, and not protagonists in this event. And then you try to bring in different histories. And that's where oral history helps a lot. So you bring the history of everyday people, you bring in cultural history, social history, the history of children, the history of sports, and then there you can see that women actually existed. And if there are positions in the society that they did not have a say, there is a reason for that. So this was part of our research when we were writing our latest publication, How to Introduce Gender in History Teaching. And what we did is that we examined the curricula of history education across the divide for secondary education. We found out what is problematic there, how women are represented or non-represented usually. If they are represented, how is their role in history a primary role, a secondary role? And then we offered suggestions, recommendations to teachers and concrete lesson plans that they can get, print, and apply them in their classrooms. And these lesson plans have to do with the role of women in peace building, the oral histories of women, change and continuity and women's role in Cyprus history, women in education. So this is one. And we piloted this with teachers and youth.
There are always heated discussions and disagreements. But this is history, said Loizos Lokaides. In their workshops, they experienced that young people have a quite different view of history.
Youngsters had a lot to say. Their perspective is completely different to the one we grew up with. So they are questioning. They are being very critical to what is served to them through the official education system. So this is one way that we're using gender as a cross-cutting issue, bringing people from divided communities together, from different ideologies together, and trying to see what is a new lens that can help us see history.
But why is this the case?
I believe that as civil society in Cyprus, we have failed a great deal to include youth in our activities, and due to the recent migration, refugee crisis, the financial recession, youth are more moving towards radicalization rather than peace-building activities. However, there are youth who have more opportunities, are exposed to different realities in Cyprus, and they are very eager to attend our activities in the buffer zone, both CCMC and the HDR. We see new crowds reaching out to us. But the vast majority of youth are, I would say, yeah, so there are these categories, youth who are like inclined through football clubs, through socialization, towards the more radicalized area, youth that are questioning and trying to involve themselves, and the vast majority who are indifferent. They are too like busy with their studying, with other commitments. They don't care at all about what's happening on elsewhere. I mean, outside their group of friends, it does not concern them. And this is the biggest challenge. Every time that we try to include young people in workshops, again, either in peace education or history, we have seen a great shift in their interactions, an increase in communication, in contact. If you start deconstructing stereotypes about the other at a younger age, then it is easier to through common actions to shift perceptions, reach out to the community. But it is a huge challenge to find youth, especially like youth who are still in school, let's say 14 to 18. That I say that's one of the biggest challenges that we face as a peace-building organization.
The Association for Historical Dialogue and Research is located inside the buffer zone in Nicosia. It is a demilitarized zone patrolled by the United Nations. The zone cuts through the center of Nicosia, separating the city into southern and northern sections. In the last years, the buffer zone changed. Some other civil society organizations moved there, and with its revitalization, the buffer zone became a zone for dialogue.
There was nothing. I mean, before our organizations came here, it was just the Lidra Palace Hotel. Some bicommunal activities used to take place there at a lesser extent. This is a place where like organizations who are also outside the buffer zone meet. They sit down together, they create projects, people meet for work, people meet because they just want to meet their friends. I think the buffer zone turned into a more vibrant place. So, and it also, for me, the most important is that I think we reclaimed public space. This was a place where people used to come and protest and, let's say, express their negative sentiments about the other side. There were manifestations taking place on both checkpoints. People were throwing stones at times. People would try to get into one side from the other. That was before the checkpoints opened. Then the checkpoints opened, and almost at the same time, our organizations came here. In 2011, we had the Home for Cooperation. So I think that it turned from the buffer zone was transformed from a zone of division to a zone of collaboration.
At the end of our interview, I asked Loizos Lokaides where he sees himself in the peace process and what are his hopes for the future.
As an educator, at this time, I prefer focusing on an interpersonal level, an educational level, trying to create change in people's attitudes and perceptions towards each other through educational programs. If there is a meaningful negotiation process, we'll be there and support it. By the time, my goal as an educator is to promote sustainable peace. The political solution that is envisioned provides for a political solution, and that's about it. So for me, it's more important to have sustainable peace, meaning to lay the foundations for collaboration, for anti-racism, for environmental sustainability, for collaboration on gender issues, and political solution will come one day, one way or another.
This broadcast has been produced with the financial assistance of the European Union. The contents of this broadcast are the sole responsibility of Front Solidarität, the Cyprus Community Media Center, and the Punjabi Center Desi Radio, and can under no circumstances be regarded as reflecting the position of the European Union.